Assalamualaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Meroni Merasi Sheyichil. The schus Moshe Vashdaraiso Moshe Mordechai. The schus Rus Victoria Bastila Rovida. And Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana. And Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Baracha. Rabbi Shai Ben Leah. And for Tamar Baslea Miriam. Brius Hashleima. Perek Chafal of Pasuk Tes Ubasish Kohen Kisecha Liznos Savia Machalel Spesh Disarif, the daughter of a male Kohen, when she is profanes herself by being a prostitute, she profanes her father, and she shall be burned with fire. Ad kan mitivrei kotsho shel pasuk, and we are going to base our analysis on that of Moreinu Rabbeinu. That is a reason why her onesh is so chomer. Why does he or she have such a chomer de goinesh? Because she is profaning her father. Since she's profaning her father, so memela, she gets this onesh of sreifa. That Reb Shimon, who holds that Sireifa's Chamura Miskila, learns this from the fact that it's given to a Bas Kohen who is Mizana. And what's the Chomer? Why is it so Chomer what she did? Because she's Mechalil, her father, because she profanes her father. Ayn Sham Besugi Besanhedrin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Chenu Besugi Memtes Amud Beis. The Hachim of Foolish by Pasuk says the Ran that that's the reason for Onesh. Why is she having this Onesh? Why does she get this Onesh? She gets this Onesh because she is profaning her father. As Avia Himachaleles. Because she's profaning her father, therefore she gets this very Chamadik Onesh of Sreifa. As lehedya mize shezoi sibat mitata. Vezeo mashmachev et ha'onesh ha'yotir chamur. That's why she gets this chamur dik oinesh. Even if you hold sreif is not the most chamur, but it's more chamur than harig and chenek. So she gets this chamur onesh because she was mechalel her father. And according to Reb Shimon, Hidavka proves from here that Sreifa is the most chamor, and that's why she gets the most chamor onesh of Sreifa. But lechora lo kein mevul mimasha kotev Rashi kan, and the pasuk and the words esavia himachaleles chilala ubizisa es kvodo sheomrim alav aru shezoy yolad aru shezoy gidel. She is mechalel and she is mevaze the covet of her father, because people are going to say about her father, cursed is he who begat her, who fathered her, who sired her. Cursed is the one who raised her. And that's from the Sugya in Sanhedrin 52a. And therefore, and there we see that it's a din. The Gemara is telling us a din. Rabbi Meir says, what does it mean as aviyah mechaleles? It's a din. Din is that if you're knowing a kodesh, you treat the father in a holy way, you treat him in a profane way. If you treat him with honor, you should instead treat him with disgrace. And you say, cursed is he who begat her, and cursed is he who raised her, and cursed is he that she came from his loins. Ravashi says, according to who do we call a Rasha? A Rasha. You call somebody Rasha, the son of a Rasha, and even if it's a Rasha, the son of a Tzaddik. Kahaitana. In other words, when somebody is a Rasha, you curse their father as well that he's a Rasha. So what we're saying over here is that there's a din that's said in this pasuk, esavia himechaleles, that when she acts in this way, it's not a reason for her onesh, but rather, this is the way you should relate to her father in a mechuloldik way, in a disgrace. You should disgrace her father for having raised such a child. See Tosfos Nunam Beis Dibur Maaslo Kshu Omer that Amavar Dekulei Alma. That everybody, even those Tanaim who darshan the pasuk differently for other drashas, everybody holds like Rav Meir because Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. In other words, he's learning Pashta. Tosfos says Pashta Sapasuk is that she is that Asavia Himachaleles. That you say you curse the father when she acts in this way, you're supposed to say that Arur Shizo Yolad, Arur Shizo Gidel, Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. So everybody holds, even if you darshan otherwise in this pasuk, that's the pashtus of the pasuk. Ve'ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, Hare Mize, the Lav Taima Ko'amar Hocha Hakor, Ela Dinahu. It's not a reason. Not why she's getting Sreifa, it's a din. It's telling us a din. And the din is that we're Mavaza, her father, when she acts in this way. So here we have a seeming stira. On one hand, we learned before that this is the reason she's getting Sreifa. And that's Pashtis HaPasuk. And that's what we see in the Gemara in numerous places. On the other hand, we have a seeming stira that it's not Pashtis HaPasuk. The Pashtis HaPasuk is that, as Tosfos says, and like Rameir says, and like everybody agrees with Rameir, that, and like Rashi brings, that it's a din. It's not a reason, it's a din. And the din is that you curse her father. You disgrace her father for having raised such a daughter. So how does that stem? Which one is it? Is it a tam? Why she's getting sreifa? Or is it rather not a tam but a din? How can you say that this is the reason for the einesh misa? In other words, because it's aviyah imchaleles, because of her disgraceful behavior, she disgraces her father. That's why be'ech tisarif. That's why she gets sreifa. Is there a din like that? You're mevaza your father, you get sreifa. Hare mevaza aviv eino chayav misa. Ve'achen, ayin betargum onkelus, writes it's aviyah imchaleles. Mikidushat aviyahi mitchala binurati tokad. From the kedusha of her father, she is violated and she should be burned with fire. As mevoar mizeh shehachilul hu, what's the chilul, what's the desecration? And the kedusha of her father. Now what she did to her father, we were understanding until now that she violated her father. She disgraced her father. But we see from this not like that. We see from Targum Onkelus, Pshat is that she disgraced the Kedusha. From the Kedusha of her father, she is Mechat Mischalo. She is disgraced. We're dealing with the Kedusha. It's nothing against her father. Just the Kedusha of her father, she is disgracing. As avia he mechaleles, he learns mi kedushas avia. As mevoar shechilul al kedusha shel avia, not what she does to her father, and that could be a reason possibly, because she destroyed her father's kedusha. But we have that person eats kachim betuma, so it's mechal the tumas chiyuv misa. So here also could be it's karis. So here also we could have this inyan of being mechal the kedusha saviya. But lahedia we see not like that from Rashi. Because what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Chilo Bizta is Kavoda. She was Mechalel and Mevadze, the covet of her father. And they're going to say, Aro Shizu Yalad, Aro Shizu Gidel. So that's not like Uncleus. Uncleus is learning she's Mechalel, her father's Kedusha. And Rashi's learning, no, she's Mevadze, her father. And again, if it's just and if it's telling us that for being mefazer, she's mefazer father in the sense that now people don't treat the father well. But is that enough to justify a chiyuv misa? Either if you learn in Pashtus, esavia hi mechalelas, that's why she's getting this chamer to gainish. Because of Yehim Chalelas Be'esh Tisarif. Because with this act, she's Mechal her father, she gets burned. That's a reason, being Mechal your father, you get burned. And according to Rashi, and Chazal, also Rabbi Meir, that people are now going to treat the father, they're going to curse the father. That's a reason to get burned. Now, another kasha is that this union of znus, v'chil avia l'chora yeshno b'chom mishes in tabito. One second, if you're worried about being mechal the father, even if Yisrael's daughter is a mezana, she's also mechal her father. Why dafka bas kohen? Maishna kohen mi Yisrael. And not that we say Rashia bar Rashia, like the Gemara says, the Rasha, the son of a Rasha, that applies to everybody. So if that's the reason, if the reason is that there's this din, that now you have to talk negatively about her father, so why does it only apply to a Bas Kohen? Should it apply to anybody? So this is asked by the Taras Chaim, and see also Gilyone Hashas, Dafnan Beis Amr Aleph, the Marashal, Nunam Beis, the Marashal over there, Dibor Maskil Mash Kshotzia Nisua. We also have to understand, Madatali Lakura Bechilu, Kisoche liznos, Rashi says, kishetischal alai deznos, when she's defiled through sexual relations, illicit relations. So the ikar is the chilul, like we see from the Nidar and the Gemara, Sanhedrin Nam and Beis, here in the Teres Kohanim, that we might have a havamina to think, even if she's Mechal Shabbos, that even if she's Mechal Shabbos, she has the sechi of Sreifa, normally Shabbos is skila. No. It has to be a chil of znus and not a chil of Shabbos. Ba'ayin shami alfusa dekroi, dolei sagi b'chilu stam d'znus, alaboy chilu im zikas habal. It's not enough to have a chil of znus. You require znus of a husband. She's connected to a husband. So the ikar here is the chil. And we have a havamin, it's talking about chilul Shabbos. Kamash malah, no, it's only chilul znus. And the kasha is, what special chil is there with znus more than other avers? We only find something called chilul Shabbos. And now we talk about chilul znus. What chil is there in znus? And this would even be a znus of a pnuya had we not learned the special lima that it has to be that she's married. So what's the special chil of znus that we don't have anywhere else? And therefore the Gemara is weighing it. Maybe it's chil Shabbos, come on, it's chil znus. Why dafka these two things? V'chein tzarech biur. V'had yisa v'gemore, katu b'daf nun aleph, that the salgat aitach etz v'chayiv skil b'vas koin b'chil Shabbos, hu aliba d'reb shimen, t'sreif v'chamor v'skila. The Sakadai Techamina, Hov Achmi, Rachmana, Bechahani, the Rabbi Buakas of Mitzvah Siserus, Tidon Bisreifa, Kamash Malan. In other words, not the Sakadai Techaivskil, Sreifa. Gemara says, Amar Mar Yochel Filchel Shabbos. I might think that even one who desecrated Shabbos should be executed by burning. The Gemara says, one second. Chil Shabbos Baskili. She's only getting skila. What makes Mapitom that she's getting sreifa? Amar Rova Hamani or Reb Shimon? Amar sreifa chamura. No. So this is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds sreifa is more chamur. So Masal Kadai Tachamina Holach Morach Mona Bechane. Torah Mitzvaseres Tidon Besreifa. Kamash Malan. So it's in accordance with the opinion of Reb Shimon, who says burning is more severe than stoning. It might enter your mind to say that since the Torah treats Kohanim more stringently, and that he gave them additional mitzvahs, the daughter of a Kohen should be punished for desecrating Shabbos by burning, which according to Reb Shimon is more severe than stoning than skila. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches us now that the daughter of a Kohen receives the same punishment as the rest of the Jewish people. Adkan midivrei HaGemara, and see Dvarim Nifloim in the Sefer Lekach Tov in the sixth klal, and what it says in the Sefer, Margolius Hayom. Kashelai lama hutzrecha hagmara letam hamiyuchad shel shayni koyhanim hol v'robi rak kedavi sal kedai techluk meva achilu Shabbos. Why did the Gemara need that special reason? Kohanim are different since they have extra mitzvahs. We're going to give the extra special chomerdika punishment only when we have the havamina that it's talking about chilu Shabbos. So it must be, because the maskana that we're talking about Tznus of an Eishes Ish, it's because Es Aviyahi Mechaleles, it's because she's Mechalel her father. Aval Eino Kein Baveru Shel Chilu Shabbos. But by Chilu Shabbos, it's not so. In other words, the Gemara has a Havamina that she's going to get Sreifa for Chilu Shabbos. When we think it's talking about Chilu Shabbos, we have a Havamina, there's Sreifa for Chilu Shabbos. That's why we need this. Why is there a Havamina of Sreifa for Chilu Shabbos? The Gemara says because Kohanim have additional mitzvahs, Kohanim are especially holy, and therefore you would think she's getting Sreifa. That's this Havamina that she's getting Sreifa by Chilu Shabbos because they have additional mitzvahs. However, by Znus we don't say that. By Znus we don't say the Svara of additional mitzvahs. Why not? Because when she's mezane, why does she get it? Because it's aviyahi mechaleles. She's mechal her father. But not by Shabbos. By Shabbos, the havamina she's getting sreifa is alts. Mitzvah siseros, kohanim are especially holy. That's why she's getting, that's why you think she's getting sreifa kamash malon, she's only getting skill. But when it comes to znus, the other Gemara doesn't say such a thing. Why not? Because there you understand she's getting sreifa, she's getting this chomer punishment because she's mechal her father. And then the question presents itself, maishna znus of Eishes Ish, that it's considered that she's violating her father, she's mechal her father, and not the aveira of chilu Shabbos. And taka, in the Torah Chaim in our sugi, in the Aruch Lener in our sugi, they ask this kasha. And the Torah Chaim adds, "Sharei lo rak biznus mechalelasi asaviyah kamavur b'dafn and beiz amar alef, arishia barishia sheina baveris nistafka, b'meila dimas shapir kor biznus lama lo yas shapir gam kein b'chilu Shabbos." Right? It says over there that and dafn and beiz that if when the child misbehaves, you say rishia barishia, that it's a rasha the son of a rasha. So if that's true, then why doesn't that work? Why does that's not a talking dafka about biznus? So why do we say that about Chil Shabbos also? Could also be talking about Chil Shabbos, Shia Bar Shia. Right? Keman Tana, what is the lashon of the Gemara over there? We read it out. Ravashi, Keman Karina, Rashia Bar Shia, Afila Rashia Bat Tzedika. Keman Kai Tana, like Rav Meir, that we call somebody a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, he's a Rasha son of a Tzaddik, when the person's a Rasha. So we also call the parent a Rasha. So why isn't this good for Shabbos? Why is it only good for Znus? That's talking also about Shabbos. Any of it? So see in the Torah Chaim when he comes to be Metaritz, and Amir Tzeshem, Yesh od lefaneinu ma ladun baze. Moray v'rabotai, hadvarim merakshim me'od, hava nigash, achshav letchilat ha'yishuv hadvarim. Az nira, be'ekdem, nakdim ma shekotev ha'tur, b'perusho al ha'torah, al ma shekotuv be'esh tisaref. Omer ha'tur, b'fi shekol ma'aseh ha'kohanim be'esh. Lefichach mitata be'esh. Since all the Maisa Koyhanim are be'esh, with fire, so therefore the Misa of this girl is with fire. V'kamuvan she'advarim tzrichim bi'ur, the Maisa of Kohanim, that they're doing a Maisa in the Beis HaMikdash with esh, and memeil she's burned with esh, ma ze ma kesha? V'lo hegioni b'chla. V'kanirei l'chora. As mizanir al-mod, she'achiyuv ha-miyuchad al-znut shel bat kohen novea mima sheba averat ha-znut mechamat ha-kehuna. The special ukelahalan b'siyata d'shmaya. The special chiyuv of znus of a bas kohen stems from the fact that the avero of znus comes because she is a koheness, a bas kohen. And kahuna, the Indian of kahuna is esh. And therefore, kol ma'ase kohanim be'esh. And therefore, there's an onesh. B'chet atzmo, shehu b'kihuna, she esh. Ve'ota esh atzma, he onsha. So since the whole chet is kahunadik, mamela, she gets a kahunadik, a punishment, which is esh, because kohanim are osik be'esh, and her znus, connected to her kahuna, Kafisha Bezrat Hashem, as we will hopefully see, if God is kind to us. As Anachon Rotzim Lefeirat HaDavar Kach, Shuv Al Pi Oro, Leoro Shel Rabbeinu. Inyan Aznut B'chlal, U'Barayot B'frat, Arei Melvad Etzem HaYisur, Ha'amur Lemnoa Et Averat HaAvera, Arei Nitan Me'Hashem Yitbarach, Gam Geder V'Gvul, וחומה בנפש האדם, למנוע את הדבר, והזנות תיתכן רק בפריצת הגדר והחומה, כמבואר בלשון רש"י בפרשת וישלח, שאומרות גדרו עצמן מן האריות. יסוד גדול, and that is, that znus in general, and arayus in particular, besides the etzem iser, that is supposed to prevent, deter, one from committing this sin, God also gave a geder. He gave a fence. He gave a boundary. He gave a limit. He placed a wall. He placed a barrier in the soul of man to prevent this. And the znus is only possible bepritzas hageder v'achoyma. You know, when a man is walking down the street and he sees an attractive woman. So many men, right on the spot, they would if they could, right on the spot. Belishim Safek. Why don't they? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank God, put a geder and a gvul, put this barrier in the heart of man. Stop. Stop. Control yourself, buddy. That's the way Hashem made us. And we see this in Rashi and Parshas Vayishlach 34:7, that the Umos fence themselves in from Arayis. So to Shir Hashirim Rabbah, it says there, Benoisai Geduros Min Ha'arayos, my daughters are fenced in from Arayas. It says this about Sarah, Yosef, Yidosim, the Mitzrayim. So the Shmirut with her from Arayas is through this fence, through this wall. Also, Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Chavtal Rosvav. Kol Mokom Shatamoitze Geder Erva, Tamoitze Kiddush Arisha Minia, Me Erva, Rak Mikoch Geder Shel Erva. So we have this fence. That's what stops us. As in Yanon Nirakach, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 37a, Legabe Arayis, that even though it's Eish Benuritz, it's mamish like a fire that spreads with flax, that spreads fast, the Torah says, Suga Basheshanim, that it is a fence of roses, that even a fence of roses, you're not going to make a great breach in. So Rashi writes, Gdurei Basheshanim, as Imesha Azachar, Mani Al Arayot, Af Bishet Benurat, Hani Mishim Shazra, Vigil Chomai. So it's like a fence. It's like a fence of roses. And it stops us from being over this Isser. And we have a Gemara in Yuma 75a that kolonos eneno bekoso arayas kulon domus lof kamishor. Right? When a person's drinking, so then arayas are straight for him. He's got no problem with arayas. Why dafka arayas? The answer is, if there's no chom, if there's no gvul, so he's definitely going to be over. And when he's drinking, so there's no more wall. And therefore, it's kemishor, it's straight away from him. So that's the problem. Or Achayim, Parshas Achremos 18:2, Dvar Noiroim. He talks about how difficult it is for one to stop oneself from being over this Aver of Arayis. Look at what he writes in the Gemara in Kiddushin, 81a, the famous Ma'is of Rav Amram, and Avodah Zarah 22b, Chagiga 11b, Gezel v'Arayos, Nafshoy mechamdosin o'misa'av lehen, v'oid sham Arayos bein b'fun of bein b'shaloi b'fun of nofish yitzvei, z'doch ha'groysi yetzer hara, at all times, Ksubas 13b, ein apetrapus la'arayos, other places as well, you're going to do it, the person's going to find a way to do it, there's no guard is going to help. Yerushalmi Ksubis 1:8 Afilu Chosid Shebechasidim Ein Memanenos Apatropas Alai Rayas Ayin Sham Mashkasavram Sofasure Bi. It's a Dach as a Shvera Yetzer Hara. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come a tree in Briosav, God doesn't have complaints against his creatures. God understands us. As Bechreach Shima Hazara La Isur. So yes, God gave us the Azhara, but God also gave us this barrier that's going to stop us from doing this Avera that is so, that's such a strong pull on the human male. That's why it's only possible to give Azhara on Arayas because we have this built-in barrier. ואפשר לומר שזהו הטעם למה שישנם לאווים מיוחדים בעריות על קריבה וייחוד שיקרה מתוך חשש שיביאו להם לידי ביה. Right, that's why we have special laווים related to arayas, not to come close, not to hug, not to kiss, not to have seclusion, ייחוד, that this is because of a חשש that it's going to come to ביה חס ושלום. עין בזה ברמב״ם, Perakof Aleph, Mehilchos Asurei Bi, Halach Aleph, Legabe Yisra Akriva Barayas, Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Loisa Sey Shin Nun Gimel, Ayin Shom, Magen Avraham, Medivrei Elvis, Rabbi Nosson, Shisra Akriva Larayas, Umach Mismar Siyog, that the Issa of the Torah Asur, not to come close to Arayas, is a fence. You see a fence to Arayasa. Loshan Arambam, that the Issa of something is going to bring one to Bia, Ayin Barosh Yosef, Shabbos 12b, Shaul Meshiv, Dalit in the fourth section, in the third volume of the fourth section, in Simon Kuflam Beis, Beis Halevi, 110 Ches, Lekach Tov Klal Ches Ches, Meshachach Macharemos, Dibar Maslu Sefer Mitzvahs, and Noch, Noch. So, this is anything that's going to bring you to Bia, that's why you have to stay away from it, whether it's Chibuk and Nishuk, and according to many, even Yichud is Daraisa. So, that's why we have to have these special dinim, because Arayas is such a strong pull on man. V'cheinu b'isur yichud, ayin loshen Arambam, perek chof beiz, milchus surbi aloch alef, osur l'siyached im erva men Arayas, bein zekene, bein yalda, why? You know why you're not allowed to have yichud? Shedover ze goyrem legalis erva, because this causes one to be megala erva, one's m'siyached, bad stuff is going to happen. V'chol dinei upirtei yisurei yichud, are all tolui at kama, that there's a chshash bia, al yidei yichud ze, v'ein kan, that's why we have a thing of a shomer of Baila Ba'ir, and somebody can come in at any time. All these things that'll stop it. So there's no yichud, because the ikar is of yichud that we're afraid it's going to bring to be. If there's no such chash, then there's no yichud. Why dafka barayus and not everywhere else? And the answer is because we need these special dinim, because arayus has such a strong hold on man. Altar b'sicha ima'isha nedarim she'soifcha lovoi lidei ni'uf, because ribui sicha is a pritzas choyma, and soifo it's going to bring chas v'shalom to ni'uf v'hadvorim miza'azim moray v'rabotai pashut miza'azim v'inei nira she'akohanim she'ne'amar aleihem. And this is a pasuk in Chronicles 1:23-17, cited in Psachim 104a, and in the Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Klei Mikdash in the first halacha, Vayavdel Aharon lehakdisho kodesh kodeshim, harei kishem shehekdesh mehutu mitziut acherati. It says that Aaron is kodesh kodeshim. So just like hekdesh is a different mitzius. So Kamokain of the Kohanim, Shehukdushu Mishamayim, to be a Mitzius of Kodesh Kadosh. And what's the most of this Mitzius? We see in the Rambam Shemitah V'Yovel 13:13. After the Rambam writes in Halacha 13:12. So in Halacha Beis, the Rambam tells us why aren't Shevet Levi zocha nachal Eretz Yisrael? Because they are separate for God to serve Him, and therefore they are separate from the ways of the world. They don't wage war like other Jews. They don't inherit. They don't get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Rambam writes in Halacha Yidgim lo Shevet Levi bilvad el kol ish v'ish mikol boi oylam asher nadvar ucho oto ve'vi no mado libadel amod lefnei Hashem l'shelto. We love the Lord Yitzchak Hashem. Balach Yitzchak Moshe Saul Elokim. Uparak me'atzav Oral Cheshbon Etz Harabim. Matir Bikshu Bnei Adam. Harizin Iskadish Kodesh Kodoshim. Gevaldik. What a lashon of a Rambam. The Rambam says that anybody in the world, not only Shevet Levi, who has this generous spirit, and he wants to separate himself and stand before God and serve Him, and he goes straight like God made him, and he throws off himself the yoke of Cheshbonis HaRabim that people seek out, this person is Miskadish Kodesh Kadoshim. As Mevoal Shetchunot Elu Hema Mitzius Shel Kodesh Kadoshim De'aharon. These Tchunos are a reality. That's the Kodesh Kadoshim of Aaron. You're separate from the world. You're close to God. You throw away Ol Cheshbonis HaRabim. The Rambam is Mechadesh that anybody can reach this Madriga if they want to. But that's the level of Aaron. That's the default level of Aaron and his family. Vayavdil, again, we quoted the verse in Chronicles, Divrei Hayomim, Aleph Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Chav Gimel Yud Zayin, Vayavdil Aaron lahakdishoi kodesh kodoshim. That's Aaron. Aaron is kodesh kodoshim. Az yeshno mehut zo, that's me'etzim tivam b'teva b'riyasam. So we have Bechira, and people are makalkel, we know, but that's their... That's their default posture. So they're supposed to be above the gvulos of the teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in nature. Without the cheshbonis harabim, to be nivdol and to be oymed lifnei Hashem l'deas Hashem, to live chayim shmeimim be'olam hazeh, to live a himmeldika life, like the Rambam writes. In Tshuva 8:2, Schar Tzdikim Olam Haba Sheyodim Masigim Me'amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ashein Yodim Vehein Beguf HaOfel HaShofel. The Schar Tzdikim is they have a perception of God. They aren't able to have in this world in their low dark bodies. And Memela, Mishigam Bolam Hazein Yino Rak Be'idiyat Hashem Harei Chayu Et HaChayim Shel Shemayim Vein Elu Chayi Olam Hazeh. Somebody who lives in... In Olam Hazeh, and his whole Indian in Olam Hazeh is Yediyas Hashem. He's living, to a certain extent, a heavenly life. It's not Chai Olam Hazeh. Because the whole Vort of Olam Haba is a perception of God. If somebody's living a godly life in this world, they're living in Olam Haba, the Ha-Habadika life. And that's Kodesh Kodoshim. In other words, you have no Shaychus to Teva Ha-Olam V'zem Husa Kohanim. V'nira the mehaytaimu shishamru b'shabbos b'daf chof ve'od ve'od the kohanim zrizim hem. In other words, they don't have a chash of a kishalon of iser mitzat isi masleif because they're zoriz, because their whole mahus inyan is melechus shamayim, and therefore you're going to pay attention. They're not going to be over at surim stam, so they have this special zehirus. So that, sweet friends, is the first leg on our journey, but trust me, Rabbi Zay, we have a long way to go, a long and delicious way to go. But this first leg was already enlightening. We had some great kashas. We established the yesod. And Amir Tashem, we're going to take the ball and run B'li Nedr next time. I thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom. B'li Nedr Namshich. Nali Yisheir Imanu.